Xbox. Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. Before we, before I properly introduce Susanna Hermans and tell you about the great work that they do and the book list, I just want to let you know that we made our goal, our challenge. We had a challenge. We needed to, we were looking to make $40,000 up until 10:30, and we made that challenge, and we're very, very excited. With the $8,000 that we now have added into the pot, the current total is $1,336,103, which means that we have roughly $165,000 to go to get to our goal. So we still need you, and you can help out at WAMC.org, but we did make our goal, and I just wanted to let you know and thank you for that, and we are very happy. So let's keep it up. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. All right. With that good news behind us, let us go to more good news. And the good news is there's some wonderful new books in the world. We put aside some time on Tuesday to find out what those books are. And Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck joins us this morning to present her book list for this week. And where we pick an independent bookseller and say, hey, you, what's cool? And they say, here it is. And she has a whole stack full of books. Susanna, I always love when you're on our program. Good morning, and thank you.
Oh, good morning, Joe. Thank you. And congrats on the success of the
thank
fund
you.
Drive. I mean,
thank you.
There could not be a more worthy group for our funds.
It's been an amazing ride, and it'll be nice when it's all over. Okay, so where would you like to begin?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I have some books today that I'm pretty excited about. It's the beginning of a new year. You can dust off your bookshelf and fill it with great new books. And the first one I wanted to talk about is a novel called An American Marriage. It's by Tayari Jones. She is best known for her incredible book, Silver Sparrow. But it's been a few years since we've seen a new book from her. And oh my goodness, was it worth the wait. This book is on just about every listicle on the internet for most anticipated books of 2018. And it is certainly one of the books I am most excited to read this year. Tayari is an incredible writer. This new novel is about a young couple that is, it appears that they are just living the American dream. And then one day the husband is arrested and sentenced to 15 years in prison. The wife knows he didn't do it, but she finds herself over the years having a really tough time sticking with him, and eventually she moves on. However, his sentence is, he's basically let out after 5 years, and he comes home expecting her to be there. And it's about what happens to their relationship, how love can or cannot stand the test of this incredible hardship, and the bonds we have with people in our families and in our lives. And it's just hit our shelves, and I'm super excited to put it in the hands of our readers.
Yeah, the book has just come out, and we're actually going to have her as a guest on our book show in a couple of weeks, and we're very excited. I've just started reading it. It's an amazing, amazing book. Tayari Jones is the author. The name of the book is An American Marriage, and it's quite a marriage.
Yes, yes.
very good. Well, thank you. All right.
Moving on to thrillers. So I read a lot of mysteries and thrillers.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a trend in the last few years to have these great, super twisty stories with a really unreliable female narrator. The tent poles of that genre being Gone Girl and Girl on the Train. And I read a lot in that niche genre, and not everything is great. There's a lot of stuff that's,
right,
good enough, but not fantastic. And I was really excited when someone put this book in my hands, The Woman in the Window by A.J. Finn. And they said, oh, this is the next one of those. And of course, I rolled my eyes and I was like, sure it is. And then I read it and I think it actually is the next book of that quality in that genre. It's about a woman who is agoraphobic. She can't leave her New York apartment. Something happened to her. We aren't sure what. She drinks way too much, and she spends her whole day staring out the window at her neighbors. So it's definitely got that Rear Window. Rear Window, that's the one.
Yeah,
right?
It's okay. A very Rear Window-ish.
It's got a Rear Window-ish plot,
yeah,
but somehow manages to be unique. And of course, she witnesses something, and her world starts to spiral out of control. It's unputdownable. I handed it to my mom, who is my sort of ultimate test for this genre, and she loved it too. So I know it's not just me. And it's been on our shelves about 2 weeks, and it's been selling like crazy. So this is the next hot thriller.
Well, the other thing too, and the backstory of this novel, we had A.J. Finn on, which isn't A.J.'s real name.
Mm-hmm.
The author is, that's a pseudonym for a book editor in New York who had been working on this novel and used a pseudonym to have it shopped around, and it did very well, thank you very much. It got a huge advance, and
yeah,
then went on the top of the New York Times bestseller list in its first week, and I think for all the reasons you just mentioned, it's a hell of a read, and it's a lot of fun, and it's very good, very well written, and you're in good, capable hands.
Yeah, it's kind of a relief to have another book of that quality in this genre, because I was starting to give up hope.
Good stuff. Not the girl on the train, it's the woman in the window. Not the woman in the train window, it's just the woman in the window.
Oh man, these titles, they get me. moving to nonfiction, I just finished this memoir, Mothers of Sparta by Dawn Davies. It comes out today, and I had the great pleasure of meeting Dawn just last week. This is a memoir told in short essays about her life from when she was a kid through present day. I would guess that she's maybe in her late 40s. And I like to pick up books without reading what they're about first. So I just started this book. I knew I was going to be meeting Dawn. I was like, oh, let me read her book. Let me at least start it and see if it's something I'd like to read. And each chapter, as she gets older, you know, when she's in her 20s, I'm reading this going, oh, this author must be in her 20s. This feels like it's today. This is so present and so real. And then I'd get to the next one and she'd be in her 30s. And I'd be like, oh, okay, she's in her 30s. And by the time I finished the book, I realized that this is a fully grown woman who is able to so beautifully articulate what it means to be a human being in these very unique spots of her life with such presence. The writing is out of this world. And the last two, I think, essays in this book were so magnificent and heartbreaking and just like you could not believe what you were reading. It's so good. This is her debut. I really, 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 really hope that people pick this book up because it is, it's one of my favorite things I've read in a long time. But it's hard for like a debut memoir in essays to get attention. So here I am telling you, you must read Mothers of Sparta.
Mothers of Sparta, it is a memoir in pieces. I like that idea. A memoir in pieces by Dawn Davies, and the book is published by Flatiron, who I seem to be noticing is putting out a lot of really cool stuff lately.
So yeah,
good
yeah.
for them.
Yep.
Mothers of Sparta.
Next up, another book that comes out today, This Will Be My Undoing by Morgan Jerkins. The subtitle of this book is Living at the Intersection of Black, Female, and Feminist in White America. This book is fantastic. It's also essays, also kind of autobiographical essays about being a black woman in America today. And if you are a reader of Roxane Gay or an admirer of Roxane Gay's work, she actually has a blurb right on the cover. She says that Morgan is a writer to be reckoned with. This is a natural next book for you if you liked Ta-Nehisi Coates. If you're interested at all in this subject, which I think we all should be, you must check out Morgan Jerkins' work. She's incredibly insightful, and I think this is going to be a huge, huge book this year.
The name of the book is This Will Be My Undoing by Morgan Jerkins, Living at the Intersection of Black, Female, and Feminist in White America.
And I should mention, it's a paperback original, so a nice low price point.
We like that.
We love that. Okay, so next up we have a book. We're actually having an event for this book this Thursday at our Rhinebeck store at 6 o'clock. James Wright, A Life in Poetry by Jonathan Blunk. This is a biography of the poet James Wright, who I was unfamiliar with, but because he did pass away back in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
But in his time, he was known as one of the best poets who came of age in the middle of the 20th century. And It's a fantastic biography. It is hailed by many folks as just like the definitive. It's really sort of the first and most definitive work on James Bright's life. And we're really excited to be having an event for this book because his widow lives right in our area, and she's going to be there in discussion with the biographer. It was an authorized biography. So the two of them are going to be here talking about James Wright's life, his work, and why now is the moment for this biography.
The name of the book is A Life and Poetry, James Wright, and it is a beautiful biography and looks to be quite a handsome volume from FSG. Jonathan Blunk is the author, and the event is this Thursday.
Yes, Thursday, 6 o'clock in Rhinebeck.
And you can find out more information by going to oblongbooks.com. All right.
All right. We're moving to kids' books.
Yay.
So the book I was going to talk about, but I checked and you had a wonderful bookseller talking about it just 2 weeks ago, was Love by Matt DeLaPena.
Oh, isn't that great?
Which is so great.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, shoot, I can't talk about Love. Well, instead, I'm going to talk about Rot, The Cutest in the World by Ben Clanton. So the cover, it's hard to talk about a picture book on the radio, but this is a book about a mutant potato named Rot. He is exactly what you would imagine a mutant potato would look like. And he has...
A mutant potato. It's a mutant potato, Rob.
He loves food. He loves competitions. He sees that there's going to be a cutest in the world contest. And he's like, oh, well, I'm the cutest in the world, so obviously I need to enter this contest. And his competitors are an itty-bitty baby bunny, a little whittle cuddly kitten, and an eeny weeny jolly jellyfish.
Marius,
and as you can imagine,
is that the first time we've ever said? It's making me sneeze, but I think it's the first time we've ever said "ittle whittle."
Ittle whittle. I'm reading it off the book.
Okay,
I wouldn't use those words myself. but basically, Rot is what we would describe as fairly hideous. He can't sing. He sounds terrible. And everyone else who's competing is the cutest thing in the world, except that. It turns out the judges for this contest are other rotten fruits and vegetables.
Oh.
So, of course, they think he's the cutest because he looks just like them.
Yes.
So it's a hilarious story. There's a really good butt joke in the middle.
I was about to say, I saw his potato butt.
Potato butt. It's pretty great. And he shows his best side, which is his butt.
Rot's potato butt. Yes, go ahead.
It's just a great, funny story about how beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Get ready, Newbery Committee. Okay. Or Caldecott.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
right.
For sure.
Rot, The Cutest in the World by Ben Clanton. Oh, that is very cute.
And he also does the Narwhal books. If you have kids who are about 7, they probably are already fans of those.
Weenie, weenie, jolly, jellyfish. Okay.
And then moving on to middle grade, so I'd say ages 9 and up, The Gauntlet by Karuna Riazi. You know what the world needs? A Muslim Jumanji. And this is it. I grew up with Jumanji, the idea of a kid falling into this board game, and the world is crazy.
Crazy.
In Jumanji, the board game comes to their world. In the Gauntlet, you fall into the world of the game. This is from Salaam Reads, which is the new Muslim imprint of Simon & Schuster, which we are so excited exists. And this book is fantastic. It's just a great adventure story, strong female character. It's like Rick Riordan, but with sort of like a more of a Muslim cultural history to it. I just love it.
The name of the book is The Gauntlet. And that's great. Okay. That's out.
That's out. Okay. Yes, that's out now. And then last but not least for our young adult readers, I'd say 13 and up, Love, Hate, and Other Filters by Samira Ahmed. Samira was just at our store on Sunday. And this is a fantastic book because it is both a story about being a teenage girl in America, being a Muslim American teenage girl. And then it's hard enough to be like, dealing with crushes and unrequited love and like stressed out parents and what your future is going to be going to college. But then also to experience a situation where there is a terrorist attack in a nearby community where everyone thinks the perpetrator is Muslim, and how your own community turns against you and your family, and what that Islamophobia feels like, and how you deal with that as a teenager. The book is absolutely fantastic. I think it just hit the New York Times bestsellers list, which it's only been out like a week or two, so that's pretty amazing. And the praise for this book has been universal, and I'm so excited to share it with you.
Love, hate,
and other filters.
And other, I missed the end. Oh, is the autograph
under the,
copy.
It's probably under
okay,
the sticker.
I got you. Love, hate, other, and other filters. Got it.
Yes.
Filtering out the word and. Excellent. Love, hate, and other filters is by Samira Ahmad, and very cool. So a lot going on. What else is happening at the store besides the great event on Thursday?
Oh, my goodness. We have all kinds of stuff coming up. Do I have any of it in front of me? I do not. But go to our website. It's oblongbooks.com. Our spring calendar is filling, and if you don't get our newsletter, sign up, because we try not to send more than one email a week, but it has all of our events in there and what we're up to and the books we're most excited to share with you guys. So please check it out.
So as you mentioned, you have the event coming up. All right, I'm looking at the wrong month is what's happening to me. So you have the event coming up with Jonathan Blanc and Anne Wright on James Wright, A Life in Poetry. And then you have the Whatever Happened to My White Picket Fence. That's the Janet Johnson Schliff.
Yes,
right?
That's a memoir about dealing with traumatic brain injury.
And then the White Heart Speaker Series is Alan Blagden.
Yes,
Making
artist.
The Moment, The Art of Alan Blagden.
Yeah.
And so a lot of great stuff.
So much. There's always something going on at Oblong. My
Oblongbooks.com. Oblongbooks.com. You can see the list. Oh, you can also find the list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Love when you are here. Thank you very much
Likewise,
for being
Joe.
With us.
Thank you
for the great ideas and suggestions. Oblongbooks.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.